Hiya, Margaret. Both Margarets. Susanna. Thank you so much for joining us. Is it 7 o'clock? Oh, that means we can start. So welcome to Worship on Wednesday's session. I don't know what session it is. Session 12, is it? I don't know. It's been a long time. And you'll notice I've got my daughter-in-law with me. You probably don't know her as my daughter-in-law. This is Katie, my daughter-in-law. And my son is going to be singing as well, Jack. Just out of shop because she's fresh home. There she is. It's Hope from Italy, who is
home from Italy,
and she's having to self-isolate for 14 days because she didn't come home on Friday, in which case she wouldn't have needed to do it, but she's self-isolated. So she's got to be out of shot, and she's got her own microphone, and everything else is going to be sterilised, so all the rules are going to be abided by. So we're going to start with a great song of praise. Just the rules, very quickly. Use the comments if you've got a scripture reading that comes to you and you want to share. Everyone else can see those comments. And so, or if you've got a prayer request as well. I know that there are several needs, certainly in Emmanuel Baptist Church at the moment, with people going into hospital and all sorts of stuff. If you want to share those, just type them into the comments and people can pray privately. With you, which is a great thing. Okay, we're going to start with a time of praise.
Give thanks to the Lord, our God and King. His love endures forever. For He is good, He's above all things. His love endures forever. Sing praise. Sing praise.
We're going to ask Mark to come in on the drums. Hang on a minute, we're going to a bit of a false start. But I do like Mark when he plays the drums.
Give thanks to the Lord, our God and King. His love endures forever. For He is good, He's above all things. His love endures forever. Sing praise with a mighty hand.
We worship you, our
Words are straight out, a bit strange, aren't they? Especially for people that don't go to church normally. And they're straight out of the Bible. And it's a picture of how worship is going to be in heaven. And in Isaiah, well, and in Revelation, different places in the Bible, it actually sort of portrays how it's going to be with the angels and the archangels and the whole hierarchy of heaven worshipping a lamb who's sitting on the throne, who is Jesus, our Lord and Saviour. And, it's great to be able to join in with that.
Shout like no other. Your name
Great your faithfulness, O God my Father, O God my friend, your love it never fades, and so I love you until the end. When shadows fall, you never change. From age to age, you never change. Great is your faithfulness, your faithfulness. Through the years, you've always been there. Great is your love for us, your love for us. Through the years, you've always been there. Great your kindness, God. Your presence like a fire, hope for tomorrow, strength for today. When shadows fall, you never change. From age to age, you never change. Great is your faithfulness, your faithfulness. Your faithfulness. Through the years, you've always been there. Great is your love for us, your love for us. Through the years, you've always been there. Great is your faithfulness, your faithfulness. Through the years, you've always been there. Great is your love for us, your love for us. Through the years, you've always been there.
Yeah, if you're going through some difficult times at the moment and you've known the greatness and the love of God, I think that this song sort of reminds us that if we go back to those times where God has always been there for us, and the times, they're still hard, but their heart with God supporting us, and we know that support. And I know there's some folk in the church that are struggling at the minute, health-wise, and their partners, of course they're worried. But we're worrying, if you like, with God. He's there with us. That makes a huge difference. And if you don't know the love of God, if you haven't experienced that intervention where God comes alongside and you can sort of tangibly feel him supporting you, and then speak to someone that has. Speak to someone that you know that may be a Christian that's experienced that, because it's tough. Life is tough enough. And it's best to go through it knowing that God is there right by your side. He will not let us down. Great is your faithfulness. Your faithfulness. Through the years you've always been there. Great is your love for us. Your love for us. Through the years you've always been there.
Nothing worth more that will ever come close. Nothing can compare. You're our living Lord. Your presence. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of loves, but my heart becomes free and my shame is undone in your presence, Lord.
Christians, we believe that one of the works of the Holy Spirit, you can read it in the Bible, Jesus talks about the Holy Spirit in these ways. One of the works, one of the things that the Holy Spirit does is he brings conviction, which is a word which means he makes you aware of what you've done wrong. Not to make you feel bad, not to sort of make you feel as if you're being blamed. You've done wrong, rather than to, so that you can bring it to God. And through Jesus we've got a great resolution in that he forgives. So during that song, if you were feeling, oh my goodness, I don't feel I'm quite worthy, that may be the Holy Spirit working. in you. Because what God wants is he wants us to be clean. He wants all that rubbish that's there to be gone so that he can be with us. I would say if you did feel that sort of conviction, and then be brave enough to tell someone, ring someone, perhaps not put it on the comments, but yeah, ring someone that you trust, a Christian that you trust, and say, look, this is the way I feel, will you pray for me? Because God wants to have a good clear out. He wants you to have a good clear out. Sing a really old song now, which people that don't feel as if they can come to God. You have to come to God in prayer through Jesus. He's our advocate. He's the go-between. He'll have a word with the Father for us.
Jesus, take me as I am. Thank you. Oh, spread your wings of mercy over me. Guard my heart in true humility. No shadow of darkness passing you. Only the holy overshadowing. Underneath your wings, overshadowing. No refuge will I seek but God alone. No hiding place save only at your throne. Only the cross of blood to wash my sin. Only the holy overshadowing. Underneath your wings, overshadowing. You are my shield. Beneath the holy overshadowing. No burden on my back, too hard to bear. No burden on my back, too hard to bear. Only the easy load you bid me wear. And until these troubles pass, my heart will sing. Praise for the holy
singing that song. Oh goodness me, it must be 12 weeks ago when the pandemic first struck, and we were all very, very anxious, and some people still are, some people are still sheltering, But it was a great song then. It's a song that we'd learned at church probably about 6 months previous by Graham Kendrick, I think. But it's such a good song, and it's a lot of the songs were almost written for that time. And the thing that certainly lifted me, and speaking to a lot of our church members, that is worship. It just lifts you out of the trouble and the anxiety that you may encounter. I mean, that's why we do worship on Wednesdays. It's not just to have a good sing song. It's to worship our God, and as we do, He lifts us. Our thoughts become involved in His thoughts, and it's a great distraction away from the anxieties of life. And yes, they've lessened now, but God is the same. We're going to sing. There's a place where the streets shine with the glory of the Lamb. There's a way we can go there. We can live there beyond our time. Because of you. Because of you.
No more sin, no more sickness, no injustice.
Time has caught up with us again. It's we're late. It It's 8 minutes past now. I'm sorry for being 8 minutes over. Just to let you know that on Sunday we've got our service from our main church building, Emmanuel Baptist Church, and you're welcome to join us. That starts at 10 o'clock on this channel. So just log into Facebook and you'll see Mark's been on holiday. Mark, if you're there, I hope you've had a refreshing time, because we're looking forward to Sunday, right? And then next Wednesday, there's going to be prayer on Wednesday, again at 7 o'clock, and you're welcome to join us. You do need to register for that, so if you'd like to, go onto our website and send us an email, and we'll send you the details. That's all on Zoom, that's why, and it's all password protected and all that, because... You know, so hopefully we'll see you, and then the Sunday after that we've got another service at Emmanuel. So hopefully we'll see you Sunday. Okay, thanks for joining.